Hello, this is Tyler Fender. Thank you for joining us today. We invite you to connect with us on all social media outlets. Now, let's go to the message.
He knoweth not how. He said, literally, there is a crop that comes up, and the harvest is so great that the sower cannot imagine or understand how prolific, productive, and large that harvest is. God is going to do that in somebody's life, and maybe several somebody's life in this church, starting tonight, starting this week, starting next month. Praise God. And you're going to literally marvel and say, I didn't know it was going to be this good. I didn't know it was going to be this big. And I surely didn't know it was going to happen this way. Because it is literally the work of the Lord. Because you are a sower. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Put it in our modern vernacular. Now, faith is the substance of things expected. We need to have great expectation. But we need to raise our expectation. Our expectation is not great enough. We only believe to the point to where we can understand it, to where we know how. But we need to let our faith get to the place where we say we expect it beyond our know-how, beyond our understanding. There is an incomprehensible promise to the sower in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. If you're sitting here tonight fat and sassy, and I know you're one of those, you figure out which. It means that you have been eating bread. And I don't care how hard you work. You work 18 hours a day. There's some people that work 18 hours a day that are broke. Because unless God gives you the bread, you don't get it. That's what I say about people that receive their healing. There are people that have the same disease, and the doctors do the very same thing, and one of those patients die, and the other one recovers to full health. Friend, no matter who the helper is, God is the healer. No matter who the helper is, God is the Lord of the harvest. Praise God. And so the Lord has given you bread. And that's a wonderful thing. Praise God. You know, I don't go down to, can't think of the name of last night. But anyway, I don't go down there very often. I'll think about it in a minute. But I went down there last night. First place, it was cheap. Where'd I go, Becky? Do you know? Did I tell you where I went to eat last night with Brother Lee? Anyway, she was here rehearsing the worship, and I had a minister friend that was blacktopping all this, and I didn't want to go, but he forced me to go down to this restaurant down here, and I ordered meatloaf. I've never said this before. It was better than Mom's. Oh, and lots of it. I wanted to go back and get that same thing. It was meatloaf, and they had some kind of a sauce on that meatloaf and mashed potatoes and corn and salad. Man, it was good. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. I wish I could remember where it was, I'd tell you. But the point is, God is very generous in giving me bread. But that's just a temporal thing. In fact, it's so temporal, he said, I have to give it to you daily. It won't last. I will give you your daily bread. And so he talks about himself. He that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread. He's talking about himself. He said, I give you bread. But now he said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to multiply your seed sown, and I'm going to increase the fruit of your righteousness or the fruits of your harvest. God said, somebody take a hold of this. Let's just say that you're going home today, this now, every Friday, your paycheck, by the time you get through paying the government and you get through paying daycare, you actually have $500 left. You got $500 a week. God is saying to somebody here, that's not always going to be your paycheck. That's getting ready to be your seed. That you're going to start giving $500 a week as tithe, which means you've got to make $5,000 clear a week to get the $500. That's what God said. He said, I'm going to multiply your seed. Oh, you said, I never thought of it. That's what I'm talking about, folks. I'm talking about a harvest beyond your imagination. You've never even thought about it. You said, well, I don't see how. That's the text. Let me go back. He knoweth not how. God said, I'm going to do such big things in your life that you don't even know how. You've never even thought about it. You can't figure it out. You can't sit down with a pencil and piece of paper and write it out. I just happened to watch the news just an hour before I came out there, and there's a little 13-year-old girl. Maybe you saw it on the news. You see it? She's making a new lollipop. I forgot what she calls them. But it didn't have any sugar, and it's healthy. It's now in Walmart. She's 13 years old. She's a multimillionaire at 13 years of age. Hey, Tyler, let me get her name and phone number for you. Just the right age. Praise God. She's 13. You're 14. We'll marry you at 15, and we'll live happily ever after. I'm telling you, you haven't even thought about the ways God is going to bless you. You've thought about your IRAs. You've thought about your savings. You've thought about sowing seed here. You've thought about harvest here. He said, no, I'm going to multiply your seed. And then he said, once I multiply your seed, I'm going to increase the fruits of your harvest. Friend, there's a harvest coming to some people in this congregation that is going to fry your brain. Oh, your enemies are going to be mad at you because the Lord is preparing a table in the presence of your enemies. And friend, it's not rations. I'm telling you, he's loading that table down. You've been a sower, praise God. If you've been a tither, for years, I'm talking to you. God said you sowed, and he said, I'm getting ready to give you a harvest beyond your imagination. So God said two things. I will multiply your seed, and I will multiply the fruit of your harvest. There's a day coming where the harvest cycle will be accelerated, and that's where we are. Behold, the days come, he said in Amos 9:13, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. What's he saying? He said, I'm going to accelerate the harvest cycle. He said, you'll sow today and reap tomorrow. It won't be 9 months. He said, it'll be almost an immediate thing. He said, and sometimes, he said, I'm going to be pouring it out so great. He said, sometimes you'll get the harvest before you get the sowing. He said, it's going to get so mixed up, you don't know whether you're sowing or whether you're harvesting. Because there's going to be a continuous flow, a continuous revenue, a continuous stream, praise God, and you'll just get up every day and say, look how I'm blessed. I can't remember where I sowed this seed, but man, I must have given something somewhere because look at the harvest I've got come into my life. Can you give God some praise in this house today? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, he said, it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither had entered into the heart of man. I like, hadn't even entered into your heart. Did you ever just kind of daydream and think, oh, I wished I didn't have to work anymore. I wished I had a new car. I wished I had a new house. I wished I had a new hut. No, scratch that. Oh, I just wish I had this, and I wish I had that. Anything that you've wished for has entered into your heart. God said, I've got things prepared for you that hasn't even entered into your brain. You hadn't even thought about it yet. It's beyond your comprehension. It's beyond your imagination. It's going to be shocking. You're going to say, Lord, what did I do to deserve all of this? And he's going to say, you don't deserve it, but my son died on the cross and you got it through his name, his blood, his promise, his word. Praise God, because when he died on that cross and was resurrected, he opened up all the treasures of heaven and said to his children, come and get it. I prepared this for you. God has predestined harvest that is incomprehensible to the human mind. In the last days, God is going to pour out on his church, and that's us. We are the church. We're the people of God. He is going to pour out a harvest that we have not even imagined. Oh, I've got some big dreams. He said, not big enough. My imagination goes wild. He said, not wild enough. Oh, I've got some magnificent hope. He said, not big enough hope. He said, it's not even entered into your heart what I want to do for you. You don't know how. He said, you're going to sow the seed. You're going to eat and sleep and go around you about your life. And he said, you're not even going to know how it's happening, but it's just happening. In 2 Kings, Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. And remember the man that the king leaned on? He said, yeah, if the Lord opened the windows of heaven, that would happen. That's exactly what the Lord's going to do. He's going to open up the windows of heaven. He said, tomorrow it's going to be sold for a shekel. That wasn't very much money. What he was saying is, it's going to become affordable to you. It's going to become within your reach. Folks, I want to tell you, the things of God that have been beyond your reach are suddenly going to come close, and you'll be out able to reach up, and it'll just be a shekel. It'll just be right there, and you can just reach up and take it. And it's always been beyond you. You saw somebody else, but it was always beyond you. What he was saying is, this barley that was too expensive, that was beyond your reach, tomorrow, he said, it's going to be, the harvest is going to be both abundant and inexpensive. That's what he said. He said, it's going to be sold for a shekel. It's going to become inexpensive. What you couldn't even dream about or think about or imagine is going to become a daily infusion into your life if you will let your faith go. You have not asked God for too much. You've asked God for too little. You haven't expected too much. You've expected too little. You are constantly bombarded by the devil, and you translate for the devil. The devil speaks to your mind, and you translate for him. Don't ever be a translator for the devil. The devil speaks, and nobody understands, and you have to translate for him. And you know what the devil has said? And it came into your brain, and the Christian church has said it ever since I was a little boy. I've heard it. I'm just not worthy. I'm just not worthy. I'm just not worthy to be blessed. I'm not worthy to be a soul winner. I'm not worthy to be a prayer warrior. I'm not worthy to win my family. I haven't lived good enough. I haven't been a good enough witness. I've been too anemic. I'm not worthy to have a good job. I'm not worthy to have a good house. I'm not worthy to drive a great car. I'm just not worthy. What is the song that is sung first in heaven when we get there? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Who did he say was the Lord of the harvest? Jesus is the Lord of the harvest. You're not going to decide how much you're going to be blessed, because he's going to bless you beyond your heart and imagination. He is the one that has decided that I'm going to bless you above your comprehension. It's going to be incomprehensible to you what God is doing for you. So the harvest will be both abundant and inexpensive. But praise God, you know what the Lord spoke to me while I was studying this out last night and again today? He said, I've got a verse for you. Build ye houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. God said, I'm going to increase you. And I'm going to diminish you. The reason why God was saying that, because his people were in captivity. Do you know that we can become captive to dread? We can come to captive to fear. When I was a young boy in Bible school, I heard so much negative preaching. I said, it's no need to sign up for Social Security. You're not going to be here another 5 years. And here I am 50 years later. And I don't have the Social Security check I ought to have. I wished I could find that preacher and bop him upside the head. He's dead and in the ground, and I'm cheated. I'm cheated. Why? Because the Lord is coming, and there's no need to believe God for good things now. The Lord said, yeah, build your house, plant your vineyard, marry your wife, have your children. God said, I ain't through with you yet, living way. I'm not through with you yet, lady. I'm not through with you yet, man. I'm going to bless you so much that all of the foreign enemies are going to realize that you are not staying in captivity. I'm going to bring you out. And I said, Lord, I've done that. Lord, I've done it. The Lord was just showing us. I said, Lord, I've bought houses and I've bought ranches and I've bought cars and I've worked like a dog to get these things. The Lord said, that wasn't for you. You just to tell somebody else. He said, now I'm going to give you one. And he said, it shall be when the Lord thy God hath brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and godly cities which thou buildest not, and houses of good things that you didn't build, which thou fillest not the wells that you didn't dig, vineyards and olives that you didn't plant, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. What's the Lord saying? The Lord's saying, you've worked, and I've blessed the work of your hands. But he said, let me tell you what. He said, I'm going to give you things that you didn't work for. Somebody here that works 40 or 50 or 60 hours a week and you've really done quite well for yourself. God said there's a new day coming. He said you're going to have a house that you didn't pay for. You're going to have a car that you never had payments on. You're going to have vineyards that you never planted. You're going to have grapes that you didn't have to pick. That's what the Lord is saying to me. And just as clear in my spirit, folks, I can go out and buy my own car. That's not the point. But God said, somebody's going to give you a car. Ain't nobody gave me a car. Nobody's giving me a car. God said, people are going to start giving you stuff. I said, why? I don't need it, Lord. I can go get it. He said, I just want to show you that I am the Lord. I want to stretch your imagination. I want to stretch your faith. There are people in this building. You're going to get favor from friends, favor from family. But praise God, your biggest favor is going to come from people that right now that you think are their enemies. But God is going to change their heart. And suddenly, they're going to be your friend. And some boss you didn't think like you is going to promote you. And he's going to be on your side. Friend, there is a day coming when we are going to receive a harvest that is simply going to be beyond our expectation and imagination. And I'm going to start claiming it right now. I claim the blessing of the Lord more than I work for, more than I strive for. It's just the open window of heaven, and God poured it out. Praise God. And the Bible said, then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered, and he said, behold, if the Lord would make windows of heaven. Friend, right now, God is making windows in heaven. And so God warned him through the prophet, and he said, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. Only the faithful sower is included in this promise. The people that want to be the skeptic and the gainsayer, and the people that want to throw cold water on every prophecy and every dream and every sermon that you have, he said, they're not going to be included in this. But the Lord appointed, the Lord and the king appointed the Lord on whose hand he leaned to take charge of the gate. And the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died as the man of God had said, who spake when the king came down to him. The man that wanted to regulate the harvest was destroyed. You say, oh, pastor, I just can't believe that. You're a regulator of the harvest. He said, you're going to see it. but you're not going to partake it. It's going to be terrible for you to sit in the balcony or on the side or in the back row and you start hearing these testimonies and you say, I want some of that. But God said, unfortunately, it's too late. You're not a sower. You're not a believer. You've tried to keep this from happening and regulate the harvest that's coming to Living Way Church. And unfortunately, you don't get a partake in it. Oh, friend, when you begin to criticize, I looked on Facebook today, I don't even think it was his car, and somebody had a picture of Joel Osteen, and they had a $325 car there. They put the price on it. They said, Jesus rode a donkey, but Joel drives this. They didn't say any more. Somebody was just so jealous. I don't know what color there was, but I can tell you they wasn't white or black. They were green, green with envy. Just couldn't stand somebody else being blessed. Pray for your enemies. Pray for your friends. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Praise God. You ought to see somebody in this church being blessed. You ought to shout just like it happened to you. You ought to realize somebody's on the verge of a little blessing or a big blessing, and there's something you can do to help precipitate it. Go do it. You said, well, if I did that, their house would be bigger than mine. Their car would be nicer than mine. It don't matter. Praise God, because God is open the windows of heaven, and he's just looking for people that he can pour out his blessings in the last days. God's looking for people that will show off what God has done. Brag on what the Lord has done. Acknowledge every good thing in Christ Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody's going to have a harvest. Somebody's going to eat grapes they never planted. Somebody's going to live in a house they never paid for. Somebody's going to drive a car that was free. It might as well be you. But praise God, you got to change your imagination. You got to change your faith. You got to expand and say, I feel it. I feel it. The Lord is zeroing in on me. My day has come. Praise God. My ship's coming in. My blessing is headed this way. I confess the Lord. You ought to praise God right now like you had this new smell, new car smell in your nostrils. You ought to praise God like you just moved into your house. You ought to praise God just like your granddaughter just got saved. You ought to praise God like you just got healed. You ought to praise God just like you got a promotion. You ought to praise God just like you got a new job. You ought to praise God just like you had a new business. Give God some praise. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to happen to somebody. A harvest beyond imagination. But let me tell you, there's a few things that you have to do to get that harvest. You have to quit criticizing other people when they're blessed. You've got to quit saying why, because you don't know why. He said he don't even understand the cycle of growth. He just plants the seed. He goes to bed and goes to sleep and gets up. Goes to bed and goes to sleep and gets up. He don't know why. He just knows the Lord is good all the time. He just knows that God's not stingy. He just knows that God is bountiful. He just knows that God is generous. He just knows that God pours out his blessing. He just knows that the Lord is on his side. Praise God. So don't be a critic. Don't be a doubter. Don't be fearful. Don't be a questioner. Don't say, well, I can't do it unless I understand it. Oh, I don't understand the blessings of God. There's so many things I don't understand. I went to the airport one time, and one of the biggest jets was lifting off, and I was with a pilot, and I said, explain to me how that thing flies. He said, I don't have a clue. I said, but you're a pilot. He said, I don't understand it. I just get in there and pull the right levers, and it works. Friend, I don't understand the blessings of the Lord. Somebody said, why you and not her? I don't know, but I'm not going to put blisters on my brain trying to figure it out. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to praise the Lord and say, tomorrow about this time, the blessing of the Lord will be inexpensive. The blessing of the Lord will be within my reach. I'll be able to eat it. I'll be able to wear it. I'll be able to taste it. I'll be able to drive it. I'll be able to live in it. I'll be able to rejoice in it, because he's God all by himself. Oh, you know what I like about God? The Bible said when he got ready to swear, when he got ready to declare his goodness, he said he couldn't find nobody to swear by, so he just swore by himself. Friend, let me ask you, let me tell you something. When God gets ready to bless Brother Klein, he don't say, Steve, is it all right? Praise God. When the Lord gets ready to bless me, he don't say, Michael, can I bless him? There ain't nobody in this world that can withhold your blessing. He is God all by himself. There's always going to be somebody saying, well, he don't deserve it as much as I do. Sit down and shut your mouth, because God is on the throne and he has chosen to pour out his blessing upon people that we might not even approve of, but the Lord is on their side. I want to declare the Lord is on the side of Living Way Church. The Lord is on the side of everybody on this front row and this front row and this third row and this seventh row. The Lord is on your side. There is a harvest coming beyond your imagination. Stand on your feet and give God the greatest praise that you possibly can. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The greatest enemy to your harvest is looking at people that have less harvest and letting the devil condemn you. Well, I'm just so much better off than they are. I'm just thankful. You know, we teach get your eyes off of man. That means don't put your confidence in him and don't criticize him. But it also means don't let their lack condemn your abundance. But why should I have it and they don't have it? I don't know. I just don't know. All I know is I sow the seed. Something marvelous, miraculous happens in that dirt, and the next thing I know, here comes the harvest. Praise God. I can't imagine it. It's never even entered into my heart. But all I can do when that happens is say, I better praise the Lord of the harvest. I better praise the one that gave me the grapes that I'd never sowed the vineyard. I better praise the one that put me in a house I didn't build. I better praise the one that gave me a car I didn't pay for. I better praise the one that healed my body. And I don't understand anything about the human body. But praise God, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed by the power of Almighty God. If you're in this house tonight, and you feel a quickening of the Spirit of God, the Bible said that same Spirit that was in Christ, it will quicken your mortal body. That's talking about when you're going to the rapture. But not only when you're going in the rapture, it's talking about when you hear the Word of God and everybody in the house, and I don't know what he's talking about. Seemed to me like he's off on the deep end. But praise God, it's hitting your heart like a dart on a dartboard. And it's hitting a bullseye. And he said, hey, that's me he's talking to. God's been whispering the same thing to me, but all he did was amplify it. The Lord's been whispering it, but praise God, he's shouting. I'm blessed coming in and going out. I'm the head and not the tail. Praise God. He's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing I don't have the capacity to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, I tell you, somebody somewhere is going to get a harvest beyond your imagination.